Shalom.
It's a great schus for me to be able to share a little bit of my experience in making kosher wines in Europe. But say that we say Vehisha Omdol Aviseinu, we lift up the cup. What happens with Afka? Lift up the cup by Vehisha Omdol. Oh, Shulchan says that the whole day was there. Thank you, Malenu, the Chalaseinu, the great one. Want to cause trouble to Eden, but they have two drachim to be through. Zeres of Ashmi, Laugud, Labi. They can also be through intermarriage. Adab, the Mikar of Eden, to be with them. Says that's why we say by Halal, Ona Hashem Hashiyana, Ona Hashem Hatzlichana, we need to daven for two different Buddhists that we have to daven for. One is Ona Hashem Hashiyana from the Xeris of the Ashmi Da'agul Abed, and also from the Xeris, from when it doesn't look like Xeris, when they want to be Mekarvas. So he says, Chazal with Misakim, we shouldn't drink Yayin Esech, Stam Yainam. We shouldn't have kesher with the goyim. Meilel, that's why we pick up this cup of wine, but say the kosher wine. We say v'hi, this wine that's kosher. Shum noiseim, chazal v'masakel, we can't drink every wine. Shum noiseim, that's what saved us from v'hi shom del avisein v'lono, shumchol del avisein v'lono, shumchol del avisein v'lono, that saved us from intermarriage. Before I start, Olam, I believe, want to know, that's what the notice says, how we make kosher wines in the French places. There's one who could have decided this trip I want to bring up to the Olam. A lot of people have cleaning ladies coming to the house, and they have open bowls. So obviously the eitzah is to finish the bowls and never to leave any bowls open. That's the best eitzah. But this talamo, I'm all that person has an expensive wine and it doesn't want to finish it, or he doesn't like wine and just uses his bakidish. So he puts it in the fridge. And then, okay, he knows he has to be careful. So he thinks that there's a heter called the eitzah v'nichnas. Eitz v'nichnas means that if the balabost is in the house and the cleaner is there, okay, so we have a heter, straza heter from Eitz v'nichnas. The problem is that many times it goes into a certain seder, and every Sunday morning, or whatever, Monday morning, the balabost goes shopping. And then there's times where the goiter has no milsis anymore. She knows there's no one around anymore. So then there's no heter of Yetzir Nichnas in such a case. Yetzir Nichnas is only when the goiter has a pachat and a milsas from touching it. And it's also, it's halach, I don't know where goiter on a yayin that was nisyachet, that goiter was nisyachet with the yayin. Comes also, we have to be choishes that she touched it. And that's even today that the Ramah says that we're praying Manah Manasseh. The head of the Ramah is only B'dievet. Even according to Bnei Ashkenaz, we have to assume that the Goy wants to touch this wine to be Manasseh. That's the Gzeir Rabbanon. So the Maaseh is Azoy. Mishukhoruch Shteit Aloche. Put the Dvar Aloche to start before. Say, hoyu b'shuk chaviyos yayin. You have in the market different barrels of wine. V'nimtza goy b'neim. You find the goy in between all these chaviyos of yayin. Imu goy cholosh. If it's a shvach goy, she'eim as shoifte ir olav. That the shoifte are afraid of him, that he is afraid of being taken to court. V'im imtu noigea nitfas kiganav. And if we'll chap him touching it, he's going to be punished, he's going to be taken as a ganav, then it's mutter. Then we can rely that this milsus, this matzav of the goy being afraid of shave to the heel, we're allowed to assume that he didn't touch the wire. Obviously, we're talking about an open wire. This is Rashi's shita. Rashi in the Gemara says, when he says, Mirsus, they should be nitfas kiganav, it means Mirsus, mishayv to ear. It means a certain level of pachad that the guy has to have, that he's afraid that we're going to take him to court. The shach is moisif. What does it mean, going to take him to court? And he has to know that if he touches the wine, he's mafsid the wine. Really, he's afraid that if he touches a barrel, he's going to be charged for it. The big problem is nowadays, I don't think that too many cleaning ladies are going to be afraid that you're going to take them to court. What are they going to do? Maximum should say, I'm sorry, you're not going to take it to court for one bottle of wine. There's no milsus of shefteh here. So chayre, we don't have such a header anymore. We cannot rely on the fact that, you know, you go in and out. There's no header of Yoytzev Nichnas. There's no milsus in such a matzah. What's the heter? So the mice in the poiskim lower the level of milsus that we need, and the poiskim already say it's enough that she's afraid that we're not going to hire her anymore. We're not going to pay her for a job, or we're going to charge her for the wine. But the poiskim are basically also going lefi the Rama, lefi the Abnei Ashkenaz, that we're not really choshesh that that she wants to, that the goyim wants to be menasek. Chayre, Pashtus the Rama only says it b'di'evet, aval chatchila, also we have to be choshesh that the goyim wants to be menasek. If she wants to be menasek, so basically you can't rely on that. But more than that, there's a Chelkes Yankiv, Shut Chelkes Yankiv in Yerdea, he wants to prove that we don't need the milsus of Shefteir. Agab, I forgot to say, that the Maisa, it's Machlokes Yishonim. The Ritva brings B'Shem the Ra'ol, that you don't need Shefteir. It's enough. It's enough if it's a matter that the Goy has a Kisufa from being caught. He would be ashamed of it that he was caught. That's enough. But Shulchan Aruch Chayre brings Shulchan Aruch passes that Rashi, and Rashi says you need more than just manners. That kisufa if she touches it. Shulchan Aruch says that it has to be aimless shrift ear. No boss. Chelkes Yankiv says I have a raya that we don't need shrift ear. What's the ayah? From a Mefurish Mishnah, which the Maisa, the Shulchan Aruch also brings the Mishnah. It's not a Mishnah, but straight. Oh, you Yoish from Yisrael, the Goy, Lishtris, Kol Echad Mi'eno, you have a Yid, and the Goy was sitting to drink wine. And the Yid had to go out to Davin. So straight door, that if the wines which are on the table, that were open, and the Yid comes back, he can't drink anymore. He has to assume that the Goy touched it. But the wines that are further than Pishut Yodov, it's on the shelf, but a little bit further away, that he is allowed to drink, he can assume that the guy didn't touch it. So the Chelkes Yankiv, what do you mean? What's the shofet going to do to such a case? Well, the Yid and the guy were still together, the Yid had to go out to Davin, he left him there with open bottles on the table, on the shelf, and the guy got up and he took the bottle that was a little bit further than in Pishut Yodov. What's the shofet going to do to him? We don't need a milsus of shefteh ear. It's enough that he's afraid that it's not the wine that's supposed to be for him. That's enough. We can in this issur de rabbanon, we can rely on the fact that he's not going to touch a wine that's not on the table for him. Mikoach that he's mechadesh chelkes yankiv that we also don't need to tell the goy that he's going to be if he touches the wine, he's mafsid the yain, because it's enough that he would be ashamed of being caught. That's it. That's enough. So that's the shit of the Chelkes Yankiv. The kasha is that Shulchan Aruch brings that case, and Tzatcheni, the Shulchan Aruch does pass that we need mirsus mishayv to ear. He doesn't tell us that the halacha is that you just need that the goy should be afraid of being caught as a kisufa, that he'd be caught as a ganav. So how does he fend for the Mishnah to the Shulchan Aruch that brings both halachas? Chelkes Yankiv doesn't fend for it. He just says that's not what we need. The Chayre, the Teretz is poshut. There's two cases, and we have to make a big difference between the two cases. The case in Kuf Chof Ches, Sif Hei, we're talking about Nimtza Goy Beinayim. The Goy had no relationship with the Yid. A Goy that has no relationship with the Yid, and you find him in between the Yiddish barrels, there, we have to assume that the Goy wants to touch everything. He wants to be Menasech. Only if we know that the Goy is Azah Goy that's afraid from Shoeft Ir, then Azah Goy, we can assume that he is not going to touch the wine and we can be mad to the wine. But that's because that's a Goy that has no Shaykhs to the Yid. But the case of Kuf Chof Ches is talking about the Yid and a Goy that were drinking together, they had a Pesakesha together, and they were sitting on a table, I don't know, it's a business meeting, I don't know whatever it was. So Azah Goy, that already the Yid has the Shaykhs to him, there we can rely on the fact that the Goy won't do something that's going to harm their relationship. And maybe that there the Mishnah says it can even rely on a wine that's on the side. Nafkamina, you have a Goyte in the house, you really have to weigh out the yachas, the relationship you have with this cleaning lady. Will she be afraid? Will it harm her relationship with her if she's new by you? Maybe she will touch. L'chayre l'chatchila, chatchila, as I said before, the best is to finish the wine. The second option is to put chaysamas. Put chaysamas means you take the wine bottle, you seal it up, put paper tape one way and the other way, you'll see, Mr. Shem, how we do it in the plant, the same idea you can do at home. You take a paper tape one way, like this, and then around. You take your outline and you put osiris at the joint of the paper. That's two chaysamas, and you can put it in the fridge like that. Third option is to place it in a way that when you come back, you see it exactly the way it is. That means you're making a chokhla that wasn't touched. Chaysamas is made for when the proof is just going to be that the chaysam wasn't broken. But if you have a way of putting it, you're putting it behind three other jars of whatever, mayonnaise or something, in a way that it's clear that if the goyta would touch it, she wouldn't dafka put it back in the same way. Then when you come back, you have a chokha that she didn't touch it. But when you put it into the fridge, you have to be aware that that's the oifen you put it in. This is just an akudat by halacha that I think for some people it's important to know that it's not pashut bichlal to have open wines at home. Now, the sign says we're going to show you how we make kosher wines in a non-kosher factory. Oh, I wanted just to show this in 1 minute. We'll show you something.
Security
camera, she didn't know that she was being watched. Kino Zognas, Lafisten. Now, Al Pia Lache, she needed a second shot also. Okay. So just the Olam should remember the vault. The kids are. Now, Al Pia Lache, we'll explain it to me later. Maybe we're not mechuyev to be choshish that every cleaning lady is going to do such a zach. How about it's a shy. Maybe we have to be careful. When we go to a goyshe place, the first thing we have to do before we kasha the place, before we'll seal up all the containers of wine. Those who learned the Mishnah is that even if it's completely sealed, Mashgichim did everything, we kashed everything, we cannot rely on two chisamas. As Al said, Yain is one of the chomodige four things that needs two chisamas. Chisamas is something that the goy would be afraid of opening and touching, because he may not be able to put it back, and then you'll notice it. You'll notice that he touched the... It doesn't have to be something that's impossible for the goy to break. Every choysen, the goy could theoretically come with the cameras, make pictures, and try and copy it and imitate it. But pialoche, if you made something that has a certain level of difficulties, it's a choysen that's shrer to put back into the same shape, you're allowed to. I the choyer is nishken edus, nishken choche 100%. Pashtus, the vote is that the wine is becheskes kashus. No vos, chazal, v'choyshesh, that the goy is going to want to be menasechet, he's going to want to touch the wine that belongs to the yid, either because the time is nisuch, or whatever, he's going to want to do it. Chazal said, these choysomers, two choysomers by yayin, is enough to take away the chashash that the goy will touch it. And the halacha is that you don't even have to check the choysomers when you come back. As long as they look to you the same, it's fine. Only if you see a reusa, if you see that they're broken, then you have a problem. But you're not mechuyev to check and have a look, whether the choysomers are there, because that's what Chazal said. The wine was kosher. We made choysomers to take away what Chazal choishes that he's going to want to touch it. So that's what you have to do up yalocha. Obo, if we're talking about making a wine by the goyshe winery, it's yeinu shirakum, it belongs to him, and it's birshusay, it's by him, it doesn't lie by you. When it's yeinu shirakum and it's birshusay goy, the halacha is we cannot rely even on two choysomers. So how do we make a wine by the goyshe places? So in Shulchan Aruch, halacha, Morris, there's different eitzes. The one which is practical is what we're going to talk about, but there's eitzes. If the goy pays the mashgichi, if he has hoitzi hoitzois, he had expenses for the kosher wine, then we would say he wouldn't want to lose his expenses by touching his own wine. But that's not so realistic, because usually it's the hechsher that's hiring the mashgichi. It's not the goy that's going to pay the mashgichi. So maybe the goy, as far as he's concerned, it's his wine. Still his, it's by him, he hasn't invested anything. So the eitzah is that we do, is we make what they call a shutfus with the goy. We make a contract. A contract with the goy, that we are shutfim and we buy from him, and we pay ahead of the production, we pay a few $1,000, and we have a contract that we are shutfim. Not stated the poskim over here, that if it's not yeinu shirakum in 100%, it's a shutfus of a yid and a goy, then we can rely on chesamos. How do you make the contract? So it's not enough just to put down a deposit. Because a deposit doesn't mean you are a bailim in the zach. It just means that if you back out the contract, you lose your money. But that doesn't make a shutfus. More than that, even if we're right in the kuntus, in the contract, that we are buying so-and-so this amount of barrels. So there's a kveger that says, same idea, that the goy can come and say, okay, those are yours and those are mine, and he'll touch some of them. That's not good enough to say that we have a chelik of the barrels. We have to be a shutuf in every single barrel. We have to make a contract that we are shutufim in every single container. We have 3%. That's good enough. But we are shutufim in every barrel. What's the shayla? The shayla is, we do the contract with the winery before the wine is there. When he hasn't got the grapes yet. Some of the grapes he still has to buy them. So this contract doesn't the Torah is the poskim already say that we don't need a contract that's chal bedineinu. All we need to do is a contract that the guy thinks a bedineim it's teifus. That means you have to do a contract with a lawyer, a bedineim, he thinks that it's valid and it's mechayev him, and he sees it as a shutfus. The whole idea is to make it that the goy shouldn't want to touch the wine. So as long as we made a contract that we are shutfim and bedineim, that would be chal. Ma'aseh she'oyo, one of the echsherim, they made such a contract with the goy. But the ma'aseh, when there was a shortage of wine, and the goy gave away all the wine. Yeah, the ma'aseh. He gave away all the wine. The Mashgiach comes there and he says, wait, where's our wine? So the guy says, That's it. I gave it to my friend. So the Seicher took the goy to court in Holland. And the goy was Zakir the goy, for Shteitzach. Whatever, I don't know if it was Sheikh, I don't know where it was, but he was Zakir the goy. So the Rav there went to Rabbi Yashiv and asked Rabbi Yashiv, so what do we do today? We make a contract with the goy. And even with the name, we don't get through. So it's health garnished. So the Rabbi Yashiv said, as we don't have to be choishes that every goy is going to get through the mishpat. As a normal goy is still afraid, and he's not going to go to. He's going to be afraid of getting to court. Whatever happened to the Yena goy, maybe he gave shoychat. Of a normal oifen, we can still make kosher wines by doing a contract of chazar oifen that we should from in the yain, and mainly we have the heter that it's not called mitay Yena anymore. It's Yena or shutfim by the goy, so even though it lies by the goy, we can do that. It's not working. Okay, so when we go to French, when we go to one of those chateaus, people want French wines, they want Spanish wines, they want Goyish wines, they want all different kinds of wines. You don't need the sound. We come to these goyish places. We need to chutz for the mitayeno, which is before we start making the wine. We need to kasher the place. We need to kasher the place. So we bring the group of mashgichim, and they have to kasher the place. What do we have to kasher? So this we have to know that the oifen that we kasher kelim from of yain. Okay, the oifen that we kasher the kelim of the yain, so there's different types of kelim. There's clear kium, where we keep the wine in there. Those have a halacha that we have to kasher them. We call it the real achshara. But we have to know that it's not bichlal doime to the achshara that we have to do when a keli is treif from basar b'cholav. It has different gdorim. The Yad Yehuda says that the gdorim of the achshara of yain nesach is completely different. There's a lot of rice to it. We can kasher klei cheres, something we cannot kasher by basar b'cholav batarfus. We can kasher kli by yishun yud beis chodesh. When a kli of wine is left 1 year, over after 1 year, the yain nesach sheboy becomes mutter. Either it's blias over there in basar b'cholav. If you have blias, the kli can be as old as many years, but you still have to kasher it because it stays treif, it has blias inside. By yain, so nishtazo, yain chazal asa, the yain, as far as a form of yain, when it's still with the lachluchis, but when it dried up completely, after a year, you're matir it, even if it would maybe give, even a taste maybe it would give to the wine. We'll see. So when we arrive there, we have to kasher everything. Now this is the place where we're going to pour all the grapes when they arrive. This is not clay hakiyum. This is what they call clay agas. Clay agas means the kelim that are used kavua, steadily, for the production of the wine. They need what Agmara says, niguf. Niguf means they have to be scrubbed and cleaned thoroughly. And here, the ma'aseh, this, the mashgichim go down and they pick every single chatzanim, what do you call it?
Seeds,
all the seeds, take them out, even though it's basically impossible to clean completely. Same way as people try and clean their Kenwoods or their machines for Pesach, or the toasters. Sometimes you can't clean it completely. But Baruch Hashem, the last simon, the last sif in the mechaber, gas, shadoach boy, a goy, the press where the goy presses his grapes. Kshebo Yisrael the nagvo, when Israel comes to do a niguv, as I said, we only need a niguv. It's not like yum. Mechabdo kedarkoi, ve'ein mechayvin oisoy lelaket achatzanim. Ikeradin, you're not even mechuyev to really go down and pick them all up. We're going to have there chatzanim that were maybe that would have a bit of yayin esek. So the priest can speak about it. I'm not interested in them. I don't need them, and it's not a shaila of vatal yisur chatchila because this is not what I'm looking for. Al koponim in a matzav where you can't clean it. But obviously, the mashgichim go down and they clean it to the maximum they can, and then they use caustic acid to do the niguv. And we always receive the wineries, always, nearly always, at the beginning of the harvesting machine at the time. They made it, they're very, very clean because they're going from year to year. These machines are used only for 2-3 weeks a year by the harvesting time, and that's it. The whole year they're left. There's no use for them. There's no grapes. America, maybe there's two crops a year, but in Europe there's one season, b'chag, botzi, sukkah's time. That's what we have. So the mashgichim go down and they clean it. So now, how do we kasher? So you can either kasher with milui v'irui, which is mikradin, what you have to do, or...
Water?
Milui v'irui of water, yes. 3 times 24 hours, that's the ifum shtet in halacha that you have to kasher. Klayayin, here the mashgichim go inside these big tanks, and they clean it thoroughly, and it's very hot, it comes out every now and again to take some fresh air. It can take them about 45 minutes inside there, in this... with boiling hot water. I would just like to finish before that. So the kashering, milu v'irui, or yishnu yud beis chodesh, which is another way. If you already have barrels for a long time, or from year to year you keep them, then you don't need to kasher them. Chlal. Or there's another way from that sharing kasher is by what they call irui klirishn. That means it's not nifsek akiluach. That be'etzem the shita shari shoyin b'chlal that you're allowed to do klei ayin. You can kasher with irui klirishn, even though normally achshor needs klirishn, not just irui klirishn. But Rabbi Netam already basically says that klei ayin you can kasher with irui klirishn, and even though lechatchila we kasher with mamish klirishn. But the poskim say that if it's an irui klirishn that's mechubah, that's steady from the guf chimum, what's being
the heating element.
The heating element. So mimele there, it's considered klirishn mamish, and we can also kasha that way al koponim b'isum drabonim, that they allow such a sach. Now in the harvesting, there's two types of harvesting. There is the harvesting that the goyim go and they pick. Obviously here there's no problem at all that they're going to pick the harvesting and pick the grapes. And then you have what they call machine harvesting. These are these machines, different types. Again, I always say I'm sorry, this is not Hollywood quality, but it's yeshivish enough for the Olam to understand the ideas. Cholofet is different kind of harvesting machines that pick up all the grapes. Now, I don't know if the item is into the sugis or not, but those, some of them are, there's a chumrah not to want to use, not to use. There's a certain chumrah that became popular in the last few years, not to use. When it's machine harvesting, the pouring of the machine in the field should be done by a mashgiach and not by the goy. Now this is by a misunderstanding, not a misunderstanding, I'll explain where it comes from. There's a Gemara that says that you're not allowed to allow the goy to bring the grapes to the press. And there's machlokes shoinim Why? The Ramban says, that you're not allowed to let the goy bring the grapes to the gas, to the press, because he may touch yain shenimshach. He may come to actually touch wine that's nimshach minagas. Wine al pi aloche, when is it the yain? Only when it's nimshach minagas. That means when I'm pressing it to actually separate the juice from the zagir mechatzan. So the Ramban says you mustn't allow. The Gemara says Xavier shouldn't allow the goy to bring the grapes to the gas. I just want to finish that. So you shouldn't allow the goy to bring the anovim to the gas because he may touch yain shenimshach. The Ravid says a different reason. He says because when you pour these big containers of grapes, you pour, there's also wine coming out. It's a shvicha. It's a pouring. Says the Rebbe, you have exeira of shvichas, of shvicha, or to you come to he'll come to pour wine. Zok the taz in shulchan aruch. An afkamina. What's an afkamina between the Ramban and the Rebbe? Why, if you have a pouring that precedes the gas, it's not by the gas. It's not the place of the press. It's earlier than that. Zok the taz, if. The both the Yisud Rabbonon is Xeri Otto that you're going to touch Yain Shenimshach. So, whatever is before the gas, there's no problem whatsoever. You can allow the Goy to do everything. But if it's Xeri Shficha Otto Shfichas Yain, says the Taz, we have to be Choshish also to a Shficha that's before the gas.
In the picture, it looks like it's before. It's not
before,
the
it's field.
Before, yeah.
It's in the field. So, Mimela is Azoik. Till, I don't know exactly how many years. Stimus the Shulchan Aruch, the Goyin, Chazonish, we proved it in the Shulchan Aruch also, passing like the Ramban. And that's how most wines were done until, I don't know how many years ago, but no one was choishes that the Mashgichim should be on the machinery by the pouring in the fields. Ach Shadore, and Baruch Hashem today, the Olam wants to be choishes to call Shittes HaRishenim. And we want to be choishes to shittes ha'ravid. And we mainly you have a chsheim that will be makpid, that there'll be a mashgiach on that harvesting machine, and he'll be the one pressing the buttons to do that pouring. But again, it's a pouring of anovim. It's not because it's a hamshoch. It's not wine. Even if the goy would touch there, there wouldn't be a problem, because it's kompot. It's grapes. And even though there is a pouring of grape that precedes. Of liquid that comes out before the grapes, the halacha is the amshocha manas la'ariv. That means I'm only pouring it, but I intend to put it all back together. That means I'm not really intending to separate at this stage the wine from the grapes. Do says nishkan amshocha. Mainly we don't have a meikar adin called the Ramban and pashas until ach shador that some mechsherim want to be machmir to derive it. When you can, you do it. Then your tzamech shem will be marked with that there'll be a mashgiach on that harvesting machine doing the pouring, pressing the buttons. Again, this is the kind of job that Be'etzim the Goyim can do. It's grapes. It's just the Mashgichim, they're taking away the leaves and the whatever schmutz that you find there. Make it adin, there's no problem that the Goyim should do it. Obviously, when we can, we try and get the Mashgichim to do the maximum that we can. The Taz says you should be marking the Goyim whenever you can. But make it adin, you have to know, as this is nisht, it's not wine, and there's no real problem when the Goy does those jobs. Okay, now we come to the press. Press, this is the old machines, and this is the old gas. This is the old presses where you put the grapes in, you turn the machine, and over here, where you see, this is Mishanim Shechayayim, a gas, those who learned the Mishnah, that's where the yain starts being separated from the Zagim Chatanim. This is the Vimuzok, the Heilige Kukur.
Okay.
After we have pressed, I forgot to say it, in the red wine, so it goes into the barrels, the chatchila, together with all the skins, because the color of the wine, the red of the wine, comes from the skins. And the red wines, it's pressed immediately and then put in without all the zayin chatzal. There's all different kind of barrels. There's wood, metal, smaller ones, bigger ones. This is a grape juice one in Spain. It got 2 million liters, but it's kept kosher from year to year. No need to kasher it. That would be very hard to kasher 2 million liters. And then, as we said, obviously you have to do chrysomas at every part of the containers. We make chrysomas, this tape, and we also write Svei Oisius, which would for sure be a... This is the work of the Mashgichim, obviously at the end of the day, all the time, to seal up every single place. Then we can leave it. We have two chrysomos, and as we said before, we're shutfim in the wine, so we can rely on two chrysomos. This can take quite a long time, at the end of the long day, to make sure that everything is sealed up. Then after a year or two, depending on each wine, eventually it goes into barrels. So this is a truck. This is the most of these small places do not have their own facilities to fill up the barrels. They have a truck that comes. The truck is obviously, as we said before, it's clay or gas, but it doesn't need a hachshara, it only needs a niguv. The trucks arrive clean, obviously, because every night they are completely sterilized and shouldn't be any cross-contamination from one kind or another or anything. So they come in the morning, the certificates that have been cleaned thoroughly. Obviously, we again do another cleaning with caustic soda, acid that should be again, nochamol aniguv that we did, even though it'll be aloche, get the contracts, the certificates that's been cleaned every night. But the Maisa, that's the Seder Advarim, and the Mashgichim make through the whole system again. Nochamol, caustic soda, caustic acid. And then eventually it's being filled up. Now this is just putting the bottles on the machine. The goy can do, obviously, it's empty bottles, there's no problem the goy doing that part of the job. Obviously, all the machinery, everything, the yid has to press all the buttons, he's not allowed to touch anything. These are the bigger bottles, magnums. Bigger places. It's grape juice, actually. It's in Spain. It's that's very big. It's this machines are so that the bottles get washed and cleaned and dried.
What's the difference in the process between wine and grape juice?
Sorry?
What's the difference in the process between
wine and grape juice? The process is that when it's grape juice, you stop the fermentation when it's still sweet.
How they make the difference between to make it to a grape juice to a wine?
Sorry?
What they do different in order to make it to a grape juice? Or you stop it and then it's
the
grape juice?
The wine, the sugar turns into alcohol. But you can stop it beforehand. So you stop it and you keep it with sulfites. Usually to stop the fermentation, and your bottle is sweet, so it stops. Only from a yin. Kedem wine is the best. Better than this. Because you don't need no kashering. Whenever we kasher a place, we have to daven. That should be done right. My father, Zichron Levrocha, was a Talmud from Abhenach Padva. And Abhenach Padva used to say that kashers has to do everything the chatchila should be chatchila, and then hope that the eved is kosher. So, you have to do everything the chatchila should be chatchila, but the kashering is still machayis, so we have to hope that we're doing it right. Kedem do not need to kash anything. Everything is kosher all year. All the kelim are new but the chatchila, so they don't need to kash. They were never with goyish wines. We come to places where, Baruch Hashem, many places we keep the same barrels from year to year, but there are times when you have to kash something. Kedem has a mila that we don't have, that's not Israeli wine, that we don't have to go into the shayla of mitzvah three bars. So, I advise people to drink Kedem wine. Now this is the mashgichim out there in Zman HaBotzer. So they make themselves sukkahs, some of their potter from sukkah, the Erech Drochim. But they still decide to build themselves different kind of sukkahs. Don't take a chayas, not for the kashas of it, not for the mechuyim or not. I'll cop on it.
Did they have a Shonim Kippur also?
Not under Shonim Kippur, but they have to sometimes leave Moitzim Kippur, drive 6 hours from wherever they are down to be there at 7 o'clock in the morning. Oh, Moitzim Shonim, Tainit Tzum Gedalia. Because the goy decides when he wants the winery to be done, and that's when we have to be there. We have to have a whole group of mashgichim that come there on time, whenever the goy calls. I believe the oil wants to hear a bit about Yayin Mevushel, one of the sugyas.
What about kashering with steam?
Steam? No, nobody kashers with steam. It's water. No steam, but water, mechubar. Mevushel. The oil usually wants to know. Well, if anyone else has other questions, Simcha Rabba. But Mevushel is usually the sugya that everyone wants to hear about. People think that when he says on the Baal Mevushel or Mefusta at 89 degrees Celsius, then it's not mamish boiled because it's not 100. And that's a mistake, because 100 Celsius is for water. But for alcohol, the wine has the alcohol, and the boiling point is lower. It's by 80, usually. Nishnodem, by water, it's also not 100. But water is depending on the air pressure. If you go up onto the Mount Everest or whatever, one of these mountains, you try and boil up water over there, it'll be much lower. It'll be at 90 degrees Celsius. So there's no such a sheer be'etzim of 100. And even, and mimele by yayin, from our experience, all wine comes to boiling point by 80 degrees, so 79 even. So when he says 89 degrees, it's boiled. It came to what the Shulchan Aruch says, Mishiyale Ritzichim. Where is the Shaila about Yayim Mevushel? The Shaila is that in the Rishonim there's various shittas when they explain why Chazal were not Goyze on Yayim Mevushel. Either because it became the Bishul, ruins the taste of it, and the Rishonim say as far that it's Mismayet, that you boil it till it's Mismayet, so it has lost a bit of its quantity also, changes the taste, or the Rosh says because it's mitzvah to Shchiach, different shittas in the Rishonim. From there come some Rishonim that they make a chiluk if they write Mevushel or Mefustam. Why? Because Pistul, pasteurization, is a closed circuit, and there's no evaporation, there's no smite. So some Pesachim will say, if everything is kept in the same system and there's no actual Mismayet, there's no evaporation at all in this Bishul, then you are not Yetzer, what Chazal said, that you have to do for the Bishul, according to those Rishonim, that say that that's what you need to do. So the some Rishonim will make a chilek, and they'll write Mufustal, and they won't write Mevushal. Others will write Mevushal at 89 degrees. They're basically telling you, that's what we're doing. We're cooking it at 89 degrees, and it's a pistur, because it's and they're not getting involved into those shaylos. But the post, the chasherim, some of them will make a difference maybe between whether it's pasteurization that actually has part of it that evaporates, or some of them will ask that the machine should have a valve that opens up. There should be an ismai. There should be an evaporation, and then they'll call it mevushel, and they won't call the other one mevushel. Or you have a b'yashiv that holds the fidurosh. The Rosh says that the yain is mitzvah lo yishchiach. Chazal were not goyze on such a wine because it's a shvach wine. It's mitzvah lo yishchiach. So b'yashiv writes, if today it became mitzvah yishchiach, so you can't use it anymore. On that, one could argue, others argued with Rabbi Yashiv, that it's not called, it didn't become Mitzvah Shchiach. It's still a miut, shebemiut of wines of Mevushel.
Of the goyim,
of all the wines of Mevushel. The fact that we order, we ask them and beg them to make certain ones Mevushel for us, but most of them don't agree with Chal. And even the ones who do, the pshat is, we decided we have to do a Mishru for our market, for our oilum, because we have a problem with the waiters. But the mice, others hold that that's not called that they became Mitzvah Shchiach. We still have the Heter. You always have people who want to be choishes to all the shittas of Yishayim. I think Yisrael Sakoparim, Asoymech, on the fact that wine that's pasteurized or is called Mevushel, that's a soul. The oilum is a little bit more machmir about these inyonim. I want to knock on the kuda. We spoke at the beginning about the yichud of the goy with the wines, but then you have another whole set of halachas, which is not a question of yichud, which is a question of when the goy moves or touches the wine bottles. It's nothing to do with yichud. That's got to do with halachas, what the goy actually did. For example, the goy moved, the waiter moved the bottle. So first of all, people have to know that if there's a lid on it, a cork, half, even if it's an open bowl, but the cork is back on, there's no problem whatsoever if it's being moved. Because the halacha is, it's ein derech nisuch b'kach, like Boris says, there's no derech nisuch in a wine that's in a closed, I don't mean sealed, just closed a container, ein derech nisuch b'kach, there's no problem if the guy moved it. The problem is only if it's completely open. Now, even if it's completely open, if the guy moves it very slowly, very, I said benachas, that you know for sure you consider that benachas, mikiyadin, the wine doesn't become awesome. If he moves it shichshuch in an oifen that it's not benachas, then you have a problem that the yain becomes awesome. Kunt bnei Ashkenaz, maybe only also b'shtir, not b'anoy. His father becomes also Vanoi. It's different dagas of Isurim, but that's a different shayla. You have to know what the goyim actually do. I always say it could be, it depends if it's Israeli waiters or it's throw the waiters, depending on how. Just you have to be careful about it. Any questions? Or?
That's why if you're allowing one that's mevushel, that the guy touched it, because a guy wouldn't use it for avodah zarah.
Right.
And the reason why they wouldn't use it for avodah zarah is because the taste, they ruined the taste.
Okay.
It's not that it's ruined, the taste cooks out. It does not have as strong of a taste, really. Why? It's not that it tastes disgusting, it's that you don't taste it as much.
Could be. I didn't taste both, but
because I've tasted both. Yeah. That's why I'm actually using non-mushal by seder, because of the taste.
Is non-mushal bashful?
No. When you say on a wine not mushal, then bashful have got nothing. It's not mushal and not.
Like kedem. Like the non-mushal.
Nothing happened.
No pasteurization.
No.
Like the non-mushal kedem, for example. According to one shita, it's considered mevushal, even though most of the other shita say it's not. Depends on what the temperature is, which 89 Celsius is about 192 Fahrenheit.
So, if it came to boiling point, then al pi halacha it's called a mevushal. If it didn't come to that, the point of the dagger that we need, then it's not mushal. You have to know what.
I tell you, which basic the shirish is bishal.
What?
How do they make it taste the same if they don't pasteurize it?
How do they make it taste the same?
Yeah.
Non-mushal. How do the non-mushal?
So it's not heated up, so it's not uniform. It's probably different grapes probably going to be.
You're asking how they make it that the grape juice should always be the same taste? From why I was told, I don't know, Yechi. From why I was told, I think once how they make the taste, it should always be the same. Is because whenever they have a sweet, a crop that's sweeter than usual, they'll make a concentrate from it, and that's what they'll use every year to adjust the taste of the aquaponin by the kettle grape
they
juice.
Concentration, they adding to the
concentration. Yeah, but it's grape juice. It's just concentrated grape juice. So they'll add a bit. If one year the grapes are a little more sour than usual, they'll add in from the sweet
concentrate
to get it to the right side.
It's not putting in any other water?
No.
It's just from...
Yeah, I'm talking about adding in concentrate.
It's the opposite if it comes too sweet, they're not adding water?
Sorry?
If it comes too sweet, they're not adding water?
As far as I know, there's no real chashash of water.
Blending.
What?
Blending the right grapes.
Yeah, you blend the right type of a mono crop is sweeter than the other, so they taste the oil, and they put them together to make sure that should be the same taste every year.
For kiddush or aroma tastes, is there myelin in that
proportion? It's not hilchus yayin nesach shayla, but I think there is a myelin.
How do you clean the bottle of the plant?
The machine cleans it, and dries it.
The bottling company has to agree also that it's not the same wine, right?
You get the bottles clean. What do you mean? You get a chachina.
You take from the truck.
The line.
Yeah, the line.
What's that? It's always new bottles.
No, the line. The bottling line.
Ah, the line.
It's a different. You have to clean in that factory also.
The trucks, all the pipes, everything has to be clean.
He said it's a different company.
No, the truck arrives. And it's clean, and we make another cleaning of the truck and all the pipes of the system.
For Yayin Nesef, is there a difference in not religious Jew versus a goy?
Yes, for sure. First of all, non-religious, you have to know what level of Mechal Shabbos, what level of Mumah. If it's non-religious that would still respect not to be Mechal Shabbos in front of a rob or in front of 10 people, then it's not. Mechal Shabbos has to be a real Mechal Shabbos that will do it in front of his rov, in front of 10 people.
It's not lahak, it's tinik shenishba, someone who grew up with
tinik shenishba is a machlokes today, whether, again, many poskim will tell you that it's Seder, that's not called the goy that the Yisrael Mumma, the Chazal goys are on. That's a Yisrael Mumma, there's no Mishum Naisem. You're allowed to marry his daughter if she's a good girl. There's no Yisrael Mishum Naisem on a Yisrael Mumma. But Chazal with Goyzer on a Mumma, they should be like a Goy. And the din should be that if he touches the wine, it's off. But it's a certain level of Mumma, not every meat that's not from yet.
הרב גר בארץ?
גר בארץ.
איפה?
בית ספר.
אה?
The guy opens up the refrigerator door. The door has wine in the door. Mm-hmm. Or shakes.
You want to announce it? You announce it? You can announce it.
Not a problem. Mm-hmm.